Mishnayis Psochim Perik Zayin. This is a study to Lunishma Sorerelke. Pastor Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away on Acharin Shel Pesach. Hey Alofim Tovshin Ayin. This is a study within the Shloshim. Lilu Nishmosot Hei Nishmosot Tzruro B'Tzrei Rechaim. Mishnah Aleph in Perik Zayin. Keitzad Tzoylin Es HaPesach. How do we roast the Korban Pesach? Mevi'in Shpud Shel Rimein. You bring a spear made out of a pomegranate wood, the tree of the pomegranate. Toich Voy Mitoich Piv Ad Beis Neku Vosoy. You put the stick through its mouth till the place where the animal releases itself from. He places the feet and the insides. He places inside of the sheep. This is the opinion of Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva says, "Kimin bishul huzeh." This is like cooking. The feet and the insides, they are being cooked in the sheep. But rather, the feet and the inside, they hang on the spear from outside of the sheep. Says the Bartanura, Keitzat Soilin. So he says, we take a shpud shel rimein, so that the shpud, the stick, needs to be made out of the pomegranate wood. Lo yishar eitzim, but not other types of wood, the mafki maya, because they bring out water comes out of them. Behavile boshel mevushel b'mayim, then it becomes mevushel, cooked in water. V'rimayin loy mapik maya, but the pomegranate wood, that does not take, and no water comes out of it. U'bishput shel mateches loy, but also not to use a shpud, the stick, made out of metal. Kidla kamon, as we'll see later on. The cham miktsosei cham kuloy, because if part of the spear becomes hot, the rest of it becomes hot. V'nitzla machmas shpud, and then part of the meat is roasting because of the shpud itself, because of the spear. V'rachmona omar, the Torah says, tzli eish, it has to roast by the fire. V'loy tzli dovaracha, but not roasted by something else. So Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Yosi Haglili as far as keeping the insides and he's the feet and the insides inside of the sheep, and he says kimin bishuluza, that's a type of a cooking shemizbashlim b'nei meyav l'toichoy, because the intestines are being cooked inside it kibetoich hagedera, similar to being cooked in a pot. But rather, what you do is toilin chutzalo, says the Bartanura, toichvon bishpud lemaylo mipiv shel ple, you stick him in on the spear above the mouth of the sheep, and v'halocha k'Rabbi Akiva, the halocha remains like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Beis, ein tzoylin es haPesach, you cannot roast the korban Pesach, loy al hashpud, not on a shpud, a spear made out of metal, v'loy al haaskelo, and not on an askelo. However, if the askelo has holes, then you are permitted. Omer Rabbi Tzadik, said Rabbi Tzadik, Maisa, it happened by Rabbi Gamliel, Sh'omar L'Tovi Avdei, he said to his servant Tovi, Tzei V'Tzolol Nasa Pesach Al Ha'askelo, go ahead and roast the Korban Pesach on the askelo. And the askelo was with holes, so Noga B'Charsi Shel Tanur. What happened? What happens if the Korban Pesach touches the bricks in the oven? Yiklif Es Mekoymoy, then you shall peel off the place on the Korban Pesach where it touched the oven. Notav Meroitzve Alacheres, if it dripped from the fats of the Korban Pesach, of the Pesach sacrifice, on the bricks of the oven. V'chozer Olav, and then the fats went back on the Korban Pesach. Yitel Es Mekoymoy, then he should remove the space of the Korban Pesach, the entire place where the fat is, in the thickness of a finger deep. Not if it drips from the fats on the flour, not flour, then he should take off the flour where the fat is on it, and then he should burn it just like other kachim that become disqualified. So in the Mishnah it says that you don't roast the Pesach not on the Shpud and the Askela, not on the Askela. Then Rav Tzadik brings a Maisa. So says the Bar Tanurim, Rav Tzadik Maisa Chulu, says the Bar Tanurim, Masnisin Chasurim Chasur. The Mishnah is lacking. Vorkomer. And this is what it's saying. The im askilo menukeves hikshedos. Although it says v'loyal askilo, but if the askilo is punctured with holes, then it's kosher. And then v'omar Rab Tzodik, that there was a story that he told Tavi Avdi to bring this askilo, and because that askilo was menukeves, it had holes in it. That's why it was okay. And the halacha says the Bar Tanura is like Rabbi Tzodik, that it is okay with holes. What happens if noga becherse shel tanur, says the Bar Tanura, noga pesach becherse shel tanur yiklif, that if the korban pesach touches the cheres, the of the oven, the cheres of the oven, then you should peel it. Min ha pesach, you peel from the korban pesach mokoy manegei betanur, the spot where it touched the oven, shenitzla shom, that it was roasted there, michum cheres hatanur, from the heat of the clay of the oven. So the clay heated up, velotzli yeshu, that's not roasted by fire, so he has to peel that place off. What happens if notav meroitfei ala cheres v'chozer olof, that it dripped of the fats of the korban pesach on the clay, and then it goes back onto the korban pesach, shechozer shumen shenischam min acheres, that the fat that was heated up in the cheres returned v'nivla v'pesach, and it was swallowed in the pesach, yitles mekoyme. So then you have to take the place by the thickness of a finger. He says v'loisagi beklipa, it's not enough to peel like in the previous case elo binetila, but you actually got to remove ki'ovi ezba, like the thickness of a finger. Why? The shuman nivla betoicha arbe, because the fat is swallowed inside the korban pesach a lot. Voice is shuman, and that fat slim racheresu, that has been roasted by the clay, so that's not kosher. You can't use that. What happens if notaf meroitve al asoilus? If the roitev, the hat of the korban pesach, of the juices of the korban pesach fell on the soilus, vasoilus reisachas, and the fine flour was burning, the matzli roitev machmas soilus. But the soilus, the roitev wasn't in this case risachas, but the soilus was risachas. The soilus was heating the matzli roitev machmas soilus, so that the soup, the roitev, was being roasted because of the soilus. Vahu roitev shebetoicha soilus, and that roitev, that liquid that was in the that is in the soilus, also lemichle, you're not allowed to eat it. Da'avelit sli, because now that's being roasted, that way machmas dover achar, because of the soilus and not because of the fire. Hilkach, therefore, yikmetzas mekoymei, you should take a kmitza from the place where the reuter fell into the flour. The yisrael face a koymetz, and they should burn that koymetz, kishar kochim apsulim, like other kochim that became disqualified that you can't eat. Mishnah Gimel. Sochoy b'shemen truma, if he smeared the korban pesach with oil of truma, im chaburus koinim, if those who have to eat the korban pesach are kohanim, yoichlu, they should eat the korban pesach. Im yisrael, but if yisrael needs to eat from the korban pesach, im chayhu, if the korban pesach is raw, yadichenu, he should rinse it off the oil. Im tzlihu, and if he already roasted it, yiklef sachitzen, so he should peel off the outer part of the korban pesach. Sochei b'shemen shal ma'aser sheni, if he smeared the korban pesach with oil of ma'aser sheni, lo yasenu domim al bnei chabura, so he should not count it, the money for the people that will eat the korban pesach, they should pay him for the oil. Shein poy de ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. He's eating it in Yerushalayim because that's where he has to eat the Maaser Sheni. But you can't charge for the oil of the Maaser Sheni. Sochoy b'shemen truma. If he smeared it with truma oil on the Korban Pesach, shemuter lo socha Pesach b'mei Peiros, because it is permitted to smear on the Korban Pesach fruit juices. Im chayhu, if it's raw, yadichenu, should rinse it lebala, because then it didn't swallow. It didn't absorb. There's nothing absorbed in the Korban Pesach, so it's okay for the Yisrael to eat it. Im tzlihu, but if it's roasted, then boi klipa, then you need to peel it, mishum debala, because it swallowed the meipedis. And if it's smeared with maisa sheni, im tzlihu, and if it's roasted, boi klipa, then it requires peeling, mishum debala, because it absorbed. It absorbed the truma, and he can't eat. He's a Yisrael, so he has to peel it. But what happens if it was smeared with Maaser Sheni? Then he's not allowed to charge people for what he smeared it. Shein poidim means you don't redeem. He's mocher. We can't sell Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim to Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. Afilu lo ichla betara. Even for the purpose to eating it in purity, like you're supposed to eat Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to sell. Diksiv, it says in Dvarim Yudalet, v'nasata b'kesef, you should place the Maaser Sheni that you exchange in money. V'tzarto ha'kesef b'yadecho, you should bundle the money in your hand. V'lachta el ha'mokim, and you go to the place, and but you can't sell it. Mishnah Dalet, chamisha dvarim boim b'tumah. There are five types of karbonis you can sacrifice even while you are impure. Ve'enu necholim b'tumah, but you cannot eat them when you're tummy. Ha'omer, the omer that you brought after the first day of Pesach, ushtei alechem, and the two breads that you bring on Shavuos, velechem aponim, and the lechem aponim that you bring every Shabbos, v'ziv cheshal mitzibur, and the shlomim that you are bringing for all Yidden's purposes, and that is the two sheep that they brought on Shavuos, usir rosh chodeshim, and the goats that you bring on rosh chodesh. Usir rosh chodeshim and the goats that you bring on rosh chodesh. Hapesach shebo betuma, the korban pesach that you sacrifice when you're tomei, nechol betuma, it can be eaten also when you are tomei. Shalei bo betchilos ela lachila, because from the beginning, when Hashem told us to slaughter the Korban Pesach, He meant the main thing is that you should eat him. So since Hashem said that you should shecht him, even when you are tamei, so what He meant was that you should eat him also when you are tamei. Says the Bar Tanura, chamisha dvorim kam betuma. So the Bar Tanura teaches, ein lecho betzibur korban nechol. There is no a korban tzibur that it should be eaten ela elu. Only these are the only korban tzibur that are eaten. The korban tzibur doicha satuma, and a communal sacrifice pushes away tuma. The afinim in Pesach, because we learn from Pesach the ksiv bei b'moy ado, you should bring in its time. So that means in its time. Even when you're tummy, v'doiches atuma, and it overrides and it pushes away the tuma, k'shereva kol, when the majority of the community tumeim are tummy. The hoche amirinon, so we say ish ki yitomei v'chulu, that a man who is tummy, an individual who is tummy, so he should go to the second Pesach. Yochid nitche, an individual is pushed off, ve'ein tzibur nidochim, but a community is not pushed off. Upkorbonis tzibur kisiv. And with regards to the communal sacrifices, it says in Bamidbar Chavtes, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'mayadeichem, so these you should do to Hashem in their times. K'moy shenemar b'Pesach b'mayadeich. Just like it says b'Pesach b'mayadeich. So we learn out that just like b'Pesach b'mayadeich is even b'tuma, likewise b'mayadeichem, that you do all other korbanos tzibur also b'tuma. Vashminon masnisin, and our Mishnah is teaching us the afal gav de kravim betumo, even though that they can be offered on the mizbeach while they're tame, lafukitziburi dechevosom, to have the community fulfill their obligation by bringing it the korban tzibur, but nevertheless ein necholim betuma, they cannot be eaten while you're tame. V'hadetani chamisha dvarim, and why does it say specifically five? We can understand there's more, but there isn't really more because this is all korban tzibur. V'leitani korban tzibur chulu. So he says minyana lemuti chagigas harigolim kulam. The number is coming to exclude the all of the Yom Tovs Chagigas, those the sacrifice, the Shlomim that you bring, the Domu, the Korban Tzibur. They look like a Korban Tzibur, Mishum Da'osu B'Knufya, because they're coming in the time of gathering. Basifas Chavedim L'Regel, when friends get together L'Regel. So these are individual Korban, each one brings their own Chagiga, but they have a similarity, it looks like a Korban Tzibur. V'einim Doichin Esatuma, but they do not override the tumah, like you don't push away the Shabbos, and that's what's meant with five, not the korbanos chagiga, although they are in essence not korbanos tzibur, and the rule is that the korbanos tzibur can all override if the tzibur is tamei. So we counts the oimer shtei lechem lechem aponim, and also the zivche shalmei tzibur. What are the offerings of the shalmei tzibur? That's kivsei atzeres. Those are the sheep that you bring for shavuos, shivas kvosim, the pasuk says, she'ein shlomim achedim litzibur. For there are no other shlomim that is for the communities. All oilis, and the zivche shalmei tzibur is the kvasim from shavuos. Actually, I said before the shiva kvasim. The shiva kvasim were actually an oila. This is referring to in Parshas Emor in Pasuk Yutes in Perek Chof Gimel, the shnei kvasim bnei shana lezevach shlomim. Although this is, as Rashi points out over there, they are part of the Shtei Halechem. They're coming because these are not the same korbanos in Emor as in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar. But in any event, the Kvosi, Kivsei Atzeres, is the Shlomim. Those are the extra Kvosim. But the Shiva Kvosim are actually Oilus. In any event, Usire Roshi Chadoshim, and this Seirei Rosh Chodashim says the Bartanur of Leitone Seirei Regolim. It doesn't say the Seirim for the from the holidays, the Vesoyer Lechaper or the Shnei Seirim on Shavuos. The Kivon the Ashmiinon Zivche Shalmei Tzibur. So since we already said the halacha with regards to Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, which are blood, in other words, as opposed to the atzere, the shtei alechem lechem aponim. But here we're talking about the blood that was sprinkled betuma. But we said ve'ein echolim betuma, and they cannot be eaten betuma. So that would apply to all other korbanos. So tzirim regolim would apply too. There's no need to say it. Hu adin. The same thing would be true lechol shahar min edomim. All other kinds of blood that even though that they can be brought betuma, but you still cannot eat the korban betuma. So then, why did he have to say Seirei Rosh Chodashim? So if everything is included in Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, but lo yitzrich lemisnis Seirei Rosh Chodashim, he did not need to tell us that the Seirei Rosh Chodashim is also nikra betuma, but not eaten betuma. So the whole reason why he had to, the Mishnah writes Seirei Rosh Chodashim, elam shum loik sibu moyed, because by them it doesn't say, by the Rosh Chodesh, it's not called moyed. V'sal kadai techamina, and it would enter on my mind, loy litchu asatumo, that they should not push away the tumo, the hakol korbonis tzibru me moyed nafkulon, because all the kabbonis tzibur that they are deicha tumah, we learn out from mayat. Diksiv bekulhu, it says by them elu tasu l'Hashem b'mayat deichem, which talks about the yom mitayim of there. So the therefore the Mishnah needed to write sidur hashchadoshim separately. Not that you can not eat it, that's for sure, but that it's that you can be toichet, but that you have to be toichet by that it can be makrib betumah. So the Mishnah says the exception for this is the Korban Pesach, that the Pesach that came betumah is also nechal betumah, shalaybo mitchilosi ella lachila. What that means is, Dr. Bartanura, because from the beginning it's come for eating. Shekshin itztave ikir mitzvah Pesach, when they were commanded the main mitzvah of Pesach, lachila mitztave, they were commanded for eating. The Ksiv, it says in Shmos Yudbeis, lifi ochle, according to its eating. The Pesach is shechtened by the amount of people that are going to be eating it. When the Torah permitted you to bring a betuma, from the pasuk miish nitcha veintzibur nitchin, that only individual is pushed off to the second Pesach, but a community is not pushed off. The Torah had in mind that you can actually eat it even betuma. Mishnah hey nitma abosar v'chelav kayim, if the meat of the Korban Pesach became tamei and the fats is not tamei, ein azerik es adam, you are not permitted to sprinkle the blood. Nitmas hachelav abosar kayim, but on the other hand, if the fat became tamei and the meat is not tamei, zerik es adam, you can sprinkle the blood, because by the Korban Pesach the main thing is should be meat to eat. But by other karbonis, ain't a cane, it's not so. But even though the meat became tamei, but if the fat is in existence, in other words, it's not defiled, it's not tamei, then you can sprinkle the blood. If the meat became tamei, but the fat is in existence, then you cannot sprinkle the blood. The Iker Pesach, says the Bartanura, because the main Pesach, Achilas Odomos, it's coming for the person to eat, as said in the previous Mishnah. So therefore, what's the point if the Chelev is there, but if the blood, if there's no meat of there, because you can't eat the meat, then you can't sprinkle the blood to make the carbon. But by other Kachim, it's not so, says the Bartanura, Shafil Nitma Basar, even if the meat has become Tomei, the chaylev kayim, but the fat is in existence, zerik as adam, he can sprinkle the blood. Mishnah vav, nit makol, if the entire community of Jews became tummy by touching a dead corpse, oy rubai, or majority of Jews are tummy, oy shoya kohanim tmeim, or the kohanim were tummy, and the vakol tayrim, and the community, the rest of the Jews are toir, you also betuma, then you make the Korban Pesach as you are tamei. Nitma miut hakol, but if just a minority of the community are tamei, so hatumahirim, those that are clean from tuma oisim nesarishan, they make the first Korban Pesach during the month of Nisan. Vahatmeim, and those who are tamei oisim nesasheni, they make the Korban Pesach in the second month in the year. Nitma Akol, says the Bartanura, if the community has become tamei, what kind of a tuma? So the Bartanura betuma smeis. We're talking about they became tamei because the people touched a dead body. She'ein Pesach nitcha, because the Pesach will not be pushed off ipnei atuma, because of tuma that we say you push it off to the second Pesach. Elo metuma smeis. Only if there was a tuma smeis, not the other tumas. So therefore we're talking about, in this case, that it was tamei because of tumas meis. So then, what does the Mishnah say? That yasu betuma. So this is talking about, as the Mishnah said, that even if the kohol was tohir, and the kohanim are tamei. So he says that when we say here that everybody, that if the Kohanim at Meim, and we're saying that they should do it betuma, He says everybody should do it betumah. Vafilu tumeim yichidim. Even those individuals who are tumei, they can also make it in that state. They don't go to the Pesach Sheni. The Pesach utahirim gufayu betumah, because the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and even the Tahirim who are themselves, those who are not Tumah, B'tumah also, they're also coming with Tumah, Meshum Kahanim, because the Kahanim are the Chtomim. She'en Korban Tzibur Habo B'tumah, a Korban Tzibur that you bring B'tumah, Choluk, there is no distinction between a Yachid and a Rabim. Once you bring the korban tzibur that is coming betumah, we're not going to make a difference. Ma'achas korban ruban ba betumah, since the majority is bringing it betumah, afa yichid ma'is betumah, then the yichid also make betumah. So just like when you have the majority betumah, everybody makes it betumah, and in this case, the majority is going to make it betumah because the kahanim are dechtomei. So the korban tzibur of the majority are going to eat betumah. So then those yichid and atome are also going to make it betumah, and they're not going to be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Mishneh Zayin, a Pesach Shenisro Kedomei, if you sprinkle the blood from the Korban Pesach, v'achkach noydeshu atome, and then you found out that the meat or the blood was tomei, hatzitz meratze. So then the tzitz, that's the golden on the forehead, the golden plate that was in the forehead of the Koyen, that atone for that sin, and you don't have to make another korban in the month of the year. Nitma haguf, if after they sprinkled the blood, found out that the owner, the one who brings the korban pesach, is tomei, ena tzitz meratze. So that is not atoned by the tzitz, and therefore he has to make a second korban in the month of the year, the pesach sheni. Mipnei she'amru, because they said, hanozir ve'ise pesach, a nozir, and then who makes a Pesach, hatzitz meratz al tumas adam. The blood of the korban nozir, or from the korban Pesach, if it is tomei, became tomei, so the tzitz, the plate, the golden plate, would atone. But ve'enam hatzitz meratz al tumas aguf. But the if the nozir, or the one who's making the korban Pesach, are tomei by themselves, so then, at the time that you brought the korban, so then the tzitz does not atone for them. Nitma tumas hatoim, but if the nozir, or the one who's making the korban pesach, became tomei from a tumas hatoim, and that is such a tuma that no person ever knew that there was a kever, that there was a grave, there's a toim, there's a kever in there. And they found out that they're tomei from the tuma after they already slaughtered and brought, offered the korban pesach, or after the nozir brought already his korbanos, hatzitz meratzim. So then the tzitz does atone for that tumah, for that impurity, and the owner of the korban pesach, the one who brought the korban pesach, does not have to bring a second korban in the ear, and the nozir, so he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah. The word tahoim means in the depth. The tuma is as if it was laying in the depth of the ground. That means that nobody knew about it. The Bar Tanura. So it says that if the Pesach, after you sprinkle the blood, and then you found out, then you find out that it's tomei. HaPesach, either it's the korban Pesach, or yadam, or the blood. So then hatzitz meratze, the tzitz would appease, upotem Pesach Sheni, he doesn't have to bring a second Pesach. But what happens if Nitma, says about Tanura Ba'olov, that the owners of the Korban Pesach became Tomei Tumas Haguf Kimeis, Bemeis, that they touched a dead body. So then, Eina Tzitz Baratze, the Tzitz does not appease, V'chai Pesach Sheni. And he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. The ha v'shas rike la bar mevet pesachu, the rachmona dachia, because at the time of sprinkling he wasn't somebody who could make a korban pesach, because the Torah pushed him off that he can't make a korban pesach. I believe we learned before about this, that if at the time that they sprinkled the blood he wasn't tamei mace, so then since bishas this zrika, it was kosher. So even though he cannot eat it at the end, okay, but he was yetzer the korban pesach. But here we're talking about that at the time that he sprinkled the blood, he was not able to make the pesach really because he was nitma tumas haguf. So therefore, since the Torah pushed him off, he has to go ahead and bring another korban in pesach sheni. Then it says, because this is all because they said, the Chachamim said that Hanozir, Baranozir, Diksir Bamidbar Vav, it said Midbar Chiyomus Meis Olav, that if a person dies upon him, all of a sudden, Vayomim Horishenim Yiplu, it says the first days fall, Garov, the Im Nitma Bemeis, Koinu Avos Korbanesov, if he becomes Tomei, touches the Meis before he brings the korban, so he has to, he takes away all the counting of before, and he has to start his count again. So we say, so what happens if they sprinkle the blood by the nazir? So we say, hatzitz, and by the Pesach, hatzitz mratza al tumas adam, the tzitz will atone for the sprinkling of the blood, that the blood was sprinkled while it was tamei. And therefore, v'taglach toy kisheda, his haircut is kosher, umutalish to siyayim tam lemesim, and then he's permitted to drink wine and to defile to mesim, his nazirus is over. However, ve'ein atzitz maratz al tumas aguf, that says the Bar Tanura, v'im tomei, but if he was tomei b'shas avos korbanosov, so that he, the body was tomei, not that the blood was tomei, but this body was tomei, so then, so he said, "Akoil, everything is knocked off, and he has to start his count again, and then bring the korbanos after his count." Nitmas gufei betumas atoim. What is the din if his body became tomei in a tumas atoim in a tuma from the bottom of the beneath the ground? So the Batnura says, "Kol tumas meis shelo yotda ba'odom koyin lekein any." Tumas meis that a person never knew about it is nikras tumas atoim, is referred to as tumas atoim. In other words, it's totally on an unknown grave. So then the idea had tzitz meratze. So if that's how he was tomei, then the tzitz meratze. Because the halacha l'meishu misinai that shehutar tumas atoim lahem, that the tuma that comes from the tohim, from the unknown, has been permitted to them. Kivon shaloi hikir ba'odom betuma zuma oilom, because nobody knew about this tuma ever. So if he finds that this tuma achash hikri pischay after he brought his pesach and tzorich lasis pesach sheni, he doesn't have to bring a pesach sheni. After he brings the korbanos, ain't tzorich lahavi korban tuma. He doesn't have to bring a korban for becoming tamei. This leniency of tumas atahayim, that when it's not known that it's after the fact, it doesn't stop you, is only by a tumas meis bilvad that it become tomei by meis alone. But also lechayre is still the pesach is not going to eat it. He's yotzer, but he can't eat it because now he's tomei. Mishnah ches nitma sholim, if the korban pesach totally became tamei, or rubai, or the most part of the korban pesach became tamei. Sorifin oisoi, lifnei abirim atzim arocha, you burn him in front of the by the front of the beis hamikdash with the wood of the mizbeach. Atzim arocha, nitma miutai, if only a part of the korban pesach became tamei, vahanoisor, and also what is left over on the first day of pesach in the morning from a regular kosher korban pesach, that you couldn't finish eating it, that's nicer. So if an eisu mechatzerei seyen, those you burn everybody in their own yard, oyal gagi seyim, or on their roofs, me'atzi atzima, from their own wood. Hatziknim, those who are stingy, they didn't want to waste the wood. So if an eisu lefnabira, they would burn it before the Beis HaMikdash, b'shvil lahonis matzim arocha, so that they should be able to use the wood of the mizbeach and not have to use their own wood. So if it was tamei totally or majority, so then you burn it lifnei habira. Says the Bar Tanura lifnei habira. Kol ha-mikdash kulei kori bira. The entire mikdash is called the bira. The seif nois is sham. and they burn it there k'day levaisham, in order to shame them. They should be careful not to bring it anymore to become tummy. And they use ma'atza marocha, and they use the wood of the marocha, shalei levaishish mishayin le'etzim, not to shame one who doesn't have wood. So they use ma'atza marocha. Nitma mi'utay, what happens if the minority, v'chein neisar shal pesach toyer, and also what is left over from pesach toyer, then that you would burn in your yards or on the roof. What is the hatzikonim? Tzikonim zaktabar tenura, those who are atzronim, those who hold back, tzori ayin, those who are stingy. So if an oisoi miut shenitma, that little bit that became tome, they burn v'anoisim mepesach toer, v'anoisim mepesach toer, and whatever is left over from a clean pesach, that goes lifnei habira, that goes in front of the bir. So that's what they would do, because they didn't want to use their own wood. So they, whatever was left off in Pesach Torah, they would lifnei habira instead of burning it in their own house. Mishnah Tes, am Pesach sheyotze, a Pesach that went out of Yerushalayim, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, or shenitma, or it became tomei, yisaref miyad, you should burn him immediately. Nitmo abaylim, if the owners of the carbon Pesach became tomei, or shemesu, or the owners died, to ubar tzurose, so the look of the meat should be removed. It means that it should stay overnight. And then you should burn it on the 16th day in Nisan. Rabbi Yechon Breke says, if the owner became tameh or died before you sprinkle the blood, avzei yisod of miyad. So then this meat should also be burnt immediately. Because he has nobody to eat it. Since there's nobody to eat the meat, so they should burn it immediately. Says the Batanura, a Pesach sheyotzo, the Pesach that went out of Yerushalayim, chutz l'chaim, outside of the wall. So that is sort of miyad. That should be burnt immediately, but you dal it on the 14th. But it's sort of lashuya, the baker, shaltezvov, you don't have to wait till the morning of the 15th, kadesh to uber tsurasi, so that the shape should be removed from it, the hainashi of the nicer, so it should come nicer. But you burn immediately. But on Yom Tov, you cannot burn it. They insert from Kachim Yom Tov. You don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. What happens? So if you would wait, you'd have to wait until the next day to Uber Tzurose, and then you'd have to wait till the following day to burn it. But here you burn it right away on your Dalet. What happens if Nitmu Baile Mishimesu, the owners became tomei or they died, so ein pesuli begufa ela machmas davar achar, that means that it's not become disqualified because of something of the Korban Pesach itself, but for something else, because the owners became tomei or the owners died. So then we say tuber tzurose. Then it has to remove its shape. Yamtin ad sheyov al neiser, has to wait until it becomes neiser, v'achach yisrifen, and then he should burn it later on the 16th, he should burn it. And Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike holds no. Avze yisorif miyad. Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike loy polig atanakama. He's not disagreeing with atanakama. Elo only kshenitmu habaylim, when the owners became tome or imesu, or they died kaidem nizikas adam, before the sprinkling of the blood. Leichzit bochsor ba'achila, so this meat was never fit to be eaten. Ba'avali kipsuli begufa, it becomes like a pustle in its body. So even though it comes because of the owners, but it never had a chance to be. The in halacha Yechanan ben Breike. Halacha is not like Yechanan ben Breike. And even in a case where it was tamei before before the sprinkling of the blood, you're still not going to burn it immediately, but you're going to have to wait achetu bertzurosoi, it becomes nicer, and then you're going to burn it on the 16th. Mishnah Yud, ha'atzomis, these bones that have marrow in them, v'agidim, and the veins, v'anoiser, and the leftover meat that you couldn't eat, yisrifu b'shish osar, they should be burnt on the 16th in Nisan. Chal shish osar leaves b'shabbos, if the 16th day is on Shabbos, yisrifu b'shiv osar, then you should burn it on the 17th day. Because the meat that needs to be burnt do not push away, not Shabbos and not Yom Tov. And that's why we have to wait till we have a Chol HaMoed, a weekday, before we can burn it. So, Ha'atzomei, says the Bar Tanura, She'ein Yochel L'Shabrom, that he cannot break it, Mipnei She'nesro Shviras Etzem, because the bone has been prohibited to be broken. V'Noisur B'Hem Moyach, and there is left over in them the marrow of the ton srevi, you gotta burn it. Vahagidim, and also the veins shem asurim bachila, that are prohibited in eating. En chayom aleim in atoira, one is not obligated from the Torah to go in. For example, shum meshal gid anoshe, the fat of the noshe gid, shehu muter, which is permissible. Elosh Yisrael kedoshim, nogu ba'isur. But yidden who are kedoshim, they conduct themselves isur. So that would be the gidim, because that's what we're talking about, because when I tell you, not chayv them. Inami, hagid achitzen asomach lebosor shu osur. We're talking about the outer gid, which is close to the flesh, which is prohibited. Ve'in chayov melom, but you're not chayv in it. U'minatoyra havin noisor. And minatoyra, that's left over. U'loch li'yesh, the rabbon nesrua. But you can't eat it, because the rabbon are prohibited. So basically, he's trying to tell you that we're talking about such a gid. Why is it noiser? It's noiser by the bones. We explain the bones. We have a problem because there is food in there, but you can't eat it because you can't break the bone. But the gidim wanashach. Why does he have to burn the gidim? Let him eat it up. And if it's prohibited to be eaten, that would be noiser. So what do we get? So that's what the Baal Tanur explains. It's either their gidim that are osur ba'achila from the rabbanon, and therefore, and that's the case. He's saying that is the cases. So mina Torah, it's nicer because he's allowed to eat it from the Torah. But the rabbanon say that you can't eat it. Now he gives two possibilities. Either is the shum neshal gid anoshe, which is mutter, but we don't eat it, and that's why it becomes nicer. So it will be nicer, or it's the gid achitzen, which is next to the flesh, which is only also with Rabbon. And then you have a Noisar. Noisar is, says the Batanur, Basar Pesach, Shadis Atzlu, Bachilos, and Toisar. They were lazy in eating, they didn't finish eating it, then it became left over. So it is burned B'Shisha Osar, not on the 50, but on the 60. Shuchel Shalmayid, which is Chalamayid. Says the Batanur, Afal Pishin Nifsal Bebekirishin, even though it's already become disqualified on the first morning. You left it over till the morning. Ein Rashoy Lusarf Abiyontiv. He's not permitted to burn a Yontiv. The Sreif is Kochim Esa, because burning Kochim is a positive mitzvah, but the Yontiv Esa Leisasa. Yontiv has a positive and a Leisav. Ein Esa Deuches Leisasa Esa. An Esa cannot push away a Leisa and Esa. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol Hanechal B'Sher HaGodl. All meats that you can eat from a big ox. Yechal B'Gdi Harach. You should eat from the young goat on the Korban Pesach. But the meat that you can't eat from a big ox, so you also don't count on that to eat from the young goat on the Korban Pesach. Even if it's now, if it's soft, that you can eat it. But since when the goat will become older, so that'll become hard, that's not considered meat. And the veins that tie the limbs together and the soft bones, because when you cook them a long time, then from a big ox you can also eat. So that too, from a young goat, you have to be roasted for the Korban Pesach. Hashever es etzem bePesach haTor, when you break a bone from a Korban Pesach, which is clean from Tumah, harizalei karboim, then you get lashes 40 malchus. Avol hamoiser b'toyer, but when you leave over meat from a Korban Pesach, which is clean of Tumah, and you didn't eat it, or v'ashevir b'tome, one who brings a b'tome, or one who breaks a bone from a Korban Pesach, which is tome, ein eloike yasar boim, he does not get the 40 lashes. Mishnah Yudal of Bartanura, kol hanechol b'sher agodl, anything that is eaten by the big ox, shekvar huksha, kolosi lahakshis boy, so that everything that is going to futurely become hard has already been hardened. Yochel b'gdi harach, so that is fit to be eaten on Pesach by the of an 8 day old goat. Avo mashe inechol b'sher agodl, but what those parts that's not eaten by the big ox einim nim olav b'Pesach, you cannot count on that pieces of Pesach. Apish ach shavurach. Even though now it's soft, you can eat it, but if it's eventually going to get hard, we know it's not called food. Since at the end, that is going to be hard. What does that mean? This is what he's saying. What is it that can be eaten by the big large ox? Roshi knafayim vaschus. Shekoidim tarnus blas. She says shebereish kaf hakosif on the top of the spoon of the shoulder ushar schusim and the other schusim kigoyim tenucha oizen and the schuse hachosem of the breast vatzlois and the. And the ribs, haktanis, the small bones, shebesoif hashedra, which are at the end of the spine. So, ha'olu b'shoir ha'godl n'cholim adei shlika, since by the large ox they're eaten by cooking them well, yoichlu b'gdi arachtzli, then you can eat them by the soft coat, you can eat them roasted. So then, he talked about breaking a bone on the Pesach, on the Pesach HaToyer, yet the lashes, but one who leaves over a B'Toyer, and if one breaks B'Tomei, B'Chulu D'Ksiv, it says, Shmei Shud Beis, says the Bartanura, Lois Yisiru Menad Beker, Barnoisu Menad Beker Beish Tisreifu, whatever is left over, you burn in the fire in the morning. Ba'akosu Litin Asa Achar, Lois Yisir, the Torah come to give a positive after the prohibition. Loimer to tell us, if you transgress the prohibition, you fulfill the positive mitzvah, you won't get the lashes. Inami, another reason why you won't get the malchus, it's a love that there is no action, it's a love that doesn't have an act, then you don't get malchus. Or you break the tomei, Shom, because there is written the etzem leisishperu boi, don't break a bone in it, and that means bekosher by a kosher animal. Tizoyer al shviras etzem, be careful not to break a bone. Veinem muzer al shviras etzem apostle, but you're not warned not to break a bone if it's a disqualified korban. Mishnah Yudbeis evesh yotzo miktsosei. If a limb from the korban Pesach, that part of it went outside of the city of Yerushalayim, so that piece of limb is apostle, and you got to cut it down. However, since you're not allowed to break the bone, so therefore chaytech, he cuts in the meat until it comes to the bone, and this is the way he cuts around and around the koylef, and then he peels off the meat from the bone until it comes to the connecting piece to part the chaytech, and then he cuts it off. So the meat he can eat, and the bone with the meat that exited outside of Yerushalayim that he has to burn. Ube mekudoshim, and by other holy korbanos, that if a half of a limb went outside of Yerushalayim, koitzitz bekupitz, then he just chops it off with a hack, the meat with the bone. Sheim by mishum shviras etzem, because by other kachim there is no problem, there is no prohibition against breaking a bone. Mina agafu lifnim, the wall, so the agaf, that's the wall in which the door opens and closes on. So, and that has the cut, you know, that the door is cut into that wall. So that the place that the door goes into the wall, that's called the agaf. So the Mishnah says that if the door is open, so that the agaf, the thickness of the agaf of the wall, is considered like the inside, like in the house. And the same thing is as far as the gates of Yerushalayim. There is also mina agaf olifnim, from the agav and inside, which means in the city of Yerushalayim kilifanim, if that's considered like inside, like in Yerushalayim, min agav ulchutz, but from the agav to the outside is kilchutz, that's like outside. Hachaloynes va'ive achayma, the windows and the thickness of the wall, which is surrounding Yerushalayim, and the sickness from the sickness of the wall on the top is kilifnim, is considered like Yerushalayim. Zog de Bartanura says, Eiver, if a limb mina Pesach from the Korban Pesach sheyotze miktsosei partially went out chutz lemichitzosei outside of its boundaries. You gotta cut off the piece that went out. It says Shemesh Chobes. Ubasar basod the treifa leisechelu, that basar meat in the field treifa don't eat. V'darshin and bay, and we learn kol basar sheyotzo basode. Basar basod mean any meat that has gone out befitted kolaymer that has gone out sheyotzo chutz lemichitzosei. So any part of meat that went out of the mechitza, it becomes treifa leitechelu, kigoyin kotche kadoshim, sheyotzu chutz lazore, like the Holy of Holies that went outside of the courtyard, they have to be eaten in the courtyard. Or the kotchim kalim, or the light kotchim, they can be eaten all of Yerushalayim, but sheyotzu chutz Yerushalayim, they go outside of Yerushalayim. Oyse bosra yotze, that meat that goes out, treifa, who? Veloitechel, that's treifa, and you should not eat it. So what does he do? But when it comes to the Korban Pesach, choytech, he has to cut as a bosor the meat, hayetzu soviv, the meat that went out soviv all around, achi magi latzim, until he comes to the bone, then the koilef, and then he peels away as a bosor, shaloyotzu lechutz, the meat that has not gone outside, he peels it off shaloyotzu lechutz, so it shouldn't go out to the outside, achi magi lepedik, until he reaches the connecting point. Shemischabim shom shnei atzomes, were two points, two joint. It's a joint where the two bones connect. Vayichlas habosor shekolav, and then he eats the meat that he peeled away. Shara leyotzo, because that didn't go out. Vachoytech es hapedek, and then he cuts the joint. Umashlech kol haetzem sheyotzo miktsosa, and he throws the entire burn, that part of it, the bone that's gone outside. He throws it away. Can't use that. Ubemukdashim, but then other kachim, with the exception of Pesach, then it's koitzit bekufitz. Then he just chops it off with a hack. Oyse miktsas ha'eva shiyotze, that part of limb that went out. Ubepesach ene yochel asiskin. A Pesach can't do so, neshu muzer ashviris etzem, because he's been warned not to break a bone. Min agaf ulifnim kilifnim. From the agav and inside is like the inside. So he says, agav, what is the agav? Kori kol mokim agofav hadlosis. That's called the place where the doors bang against. Shohuchayfe v'nekesham, that he hovers and he bangs the kshesegrim when you close it. The hainu that is misnap misfasa pnimi, from the inner lip shall oivya pesach, of the thickness of the door, ad bokem and akishin, till the place where it bangs. So mina agaf ulifnim, from the agaf and inside, dainu toiche ir mamish, from the agaf till the fnim, which means till the inside of really the city, that's kisir kilifnim. Vayichlim shom kachim kalim, the ankerid kachim kalim. I would think, and that's also not considered that it went outside. Mina agav ulchutz, but from the agav and outside, that's the place where it bangs, and the outside, that's minamakon nekish ulchutz, is kilchutz, that's like the outside. What is achaloinus, the windows that are shebechaymus Yerushalayim, that are in the wall of Yerushalayim, vayivireish achayma begago, and what about, and the thickness of the top of the wall on its roof, is kilifnim, that's considered like the inside. So the area of the wall itself is like the inside. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shtei chaburis shoyoichlus ba'isecha, two groups that were eating in one house. They were using one Korban Pesach, and they divided up the Korban Pesach, and each group took a half a Korban Pesach for themselves. Eloichlun es paneim heilach ve'ilchim. One group turns their face in this side and eat. Ve'ilchlun es paneim the other ones turn their face and the other side they eat there. And the bucket with the warm water to dilute the wine for the four cups, that's in the middle between the two groups. And that means that both groups take the water from the same bucket. And when the servant is about to pour the cups for the other group, and he himself has already eaten the Korban Pesach with the other group, Koifetz says Piv, he has to close his mouth and turn his face around towards his group, that they should see that he's not eating the Korban Pesach with the second group, because one person is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach with two groups. Until he comes back to his own group and then he eats with them. And a bride which is embarrassed to eat the Korban Pesach with the group, she's permitted to turn her face on the side and to eat. Says the Bartonura, two groups that were eating in one house, in one room, Pesach Echo, they were eating one Pesach. So then he says, Elu Hefchim Las Pneim Helech, Veelu Hefchim Pneim Helech. These two are one way and the other one to the other way. Even though it appears as if two groups on one Pesach, doesn't matter. The Rachmona Omar, the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Allah botim asher yochlo isum, on the houses that the people eat, the mashma shnei bnei odom eichlim Pesach echad b'shnei botim, that two people can eat one Pesach in two homes. Diksiv yochlo is a plural. They shall eat. Then it says oisoy him. That's a chad. One Pesach. And then it says, Botim, which is Shnayim. But one person is not permitted to eat in two places. And for this, we are saying, when it says you should eat it in one house, that one person cannot eat in two homes. But ushtei chaburas ha'ivchis pneihem, two groups that turn on the faces, kshnei batim, that is like two houses, kshnei batim dami, that's the similar to two houses. V'ha mecham, that's the warmer, shemechamim b'yisachamim, but the Tanur says, with which you warm up the warm water, shemezgim b'hayayin, with which you dilute the water, rashoi lit me'emtza, he's allowed to put it in the middle, so it should be comfortable for both of them, limzik lekan ulekan, to pour for here and here. And although shemafsik ben achaburah is that it's interrupting between the groups, lo yichpat lo, doesn't matter, because like we learned before, you could eat one Pesach in two separate groups. That's fine. We learned from the pasuk that you can eat bishnei batim. You can eat it in two separate rooms. Ukshashamish, says the Mishnah, says about Tanura, when the Amishamish l'shteim, when he serves both of them, Oymed b'chabura achas, when he gets up from one group, Shehischelech al sapesach ima, that he began to eat already the Pesach with that group, Umoizeg l'chabura acheres, and then he is diluting and giving, pouring for the other group. So then Koifetz his pif, he has to close his mouth, like the Bartanura Seger, Ubeilim his pif, he closes and shuts his mouth. He turns his face towards his group. They shouldn't suspect him that now he's eating with the other group. Because one person cannot eat in two places. So the shamish who started his Korban Pesach in the first group cannot eat for the second group. Because although it's one Korban Pesach, but we said before that one person can't eat in two places. Then we have Vahakalo. And the bride, she boishes that she's embarrassed. So she is rashoy la'apik ponel letzad achar. She can turn her face to another side. Velechel and to eat. The Pesach nechel b'shtei chaburis. Because Pesach can be eaten in two groups. So even though it's one Pesach, two groups, so she's another group. Just like these two groups over here we talked about before. This ends Perek Zayin of Meseches Pesachim.